a full healthy roster for an actual regular season game? What on earth are they going to do with themselves? Good morning to you. Good Thursday morning. I'm Dejan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Healthy, Available Penguins. Comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer up Daily Shots of Steelers and Pirates, where you found this. Tonight, it'll be Penguins versus Senators at PPG Paints Arena. That's a 7:08 p.m. faceoff. I'll be there to cover it for DK Pittsburgh Sports. And the home team will have everyone. That's everyone available. Doesn't mean everyone's going to play. Obviously, there's too many players, but it does mean that the players who returned to practice yesterday from COVID protocol, Zach Aston-Reese, Danton Heinen, Casey DeSmith, aren't all expected to be cleared for this particular game. But they're back. They're healthy. They're available. And it's been literally since last season that this team could say that, which is incredible, even with all of the complications that the pandemic itself causes. It's amazing that it's taken till the middle of January for Mike Sullivan and his staff to have everyone on the roster at their disposal. And it comes with pluses and, believe it or not, minuses, or at least caution flags. The pluses should be obvious, as Aston-Reese pointed out after practice yesterday.
It's exciting for sure. I was actually thinking about it on the walk over here that, up and down the lineup, there's so much experience. Guys that have, a lot of guys, four or five years in the league minimum, I think, in our forward group. So it's definitely exciting, and all the pieces are in place. Now it's just a matter of everyone, buying into their roles and accepting it. So. And I think we're pretty bought into that as a team. I think everyone knows, and it's something we talk about. So it's definitely exciting, and see what we can put on the ice here this next stretch.
The minuses might be a little bit more hidden, but they're real as well. And I can promise you that Sullivan, Todd Reirden, Mike Vellucci, everyone associated with running the team at ice level is going to be more nervous about that than anything that Ottawa's going to be throwing at them once the actual puck drops. This portion of Daily Shot of Penguins is brought to you by the good people at the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank, where they're committed to providing food for all of our neighbors in need across Western Pennsylvania. They, in turn, need your help. Find out how $1 can be turned into 5 full meals for those in need. Visit pittsburghfoodbank.org. I mean, on paper, it's wonderful. You got your whole first line back. You've got Gino with Jason Zucker and Kasperi Kapanen, who looked good, all three of them together the other night in Las Vegas. You've got a new third line, and I like this one a lot. Jeff Carter, between Dominic Simone and Evan Rodriguez. Go right ahead and roll your eyes about Dom. It doesn't get to me anymore. It used to. It doesn't anymore. They know what he is. That's what matters. The fourth line is, at least it was at the end of practice yesterday, Teddy Bluger between Brock McGinn and Brian Boyle. Aston-Reese is obviously going to reclaim his spot there. And Danton Heinen still has to work his way into the lineup too, and I would imagine that he'll be doing that in Dom's spot. The other player who participated in practice was Radim Zahorna. A kind of obvious, if unfortunate, odd man out, considering how promising his brief spells have been in the NHL. He'll have his time. He will. But the rest of this, dude, this is a hell of a hockey team. I mean, I could write out for you a sixth line in addition to the five that they rotated through practice yesterday. There's a lot of talent. There's a lot of diversity. There's a lot of character. There's grit of the type that Sullivan values, meaning fighting like crazy to win the puck, meaning like doing all the stuff that Simone did in Las Vegas. There's a lot there. There's a lot there. But you know what else? Whenever you have everyone back, the players who'd been asked, who'd been required, really, to step up and perform and fill, what's the word I'm looking for here? Fill production expectations that would not have normally been attached to them. The guys who did that, they need to keep doing that and continue holding themselves to those same expectations, even with the star component back in the fold. And honestly, I'm not singling anybody out here or challenging anybody. It's across the board. It just is. Yes, of course, you'd love to see Evan Rodriguez continue scoring at a 30-goal pace. What a game changer that guy's already been. Imagine if he were to continue it over a full season. That said, Evan Rodriguez already isn't on the first power play, and I'd take some issue with that preemptively. We'll see how it goes. If it doesn't go well, put him back on it. I look at Heinen. This is a guy who scored some goals. He scored some quality goals. He looks almost effortless with his finishes. That's not a skill that you want to see go to waste because he sees himself on a third line and thinks, really not so much pressure to score here. One of the things that I've liked about Heinen is that he has scored and finished on whatever line he's been, including the fourth line at times. That has to continue. That's why I'm stressing here that I'm not criticizing anybody because this hasn't even unfolded yet, but we've seen it unfold in the past. And what ends up happening in those situations is that the blame ends up going to the wrong guys. The blame ends up going to like Sid and Gino. You know what I mean? Like, Sid and Gino come back and everything's messed up. No, what gets messed up is that these other players who'd raised their own bar then kind of lowered it, and not consciously. Not consciously. I asked Evan Rodriguez about this even a couple of weeks ago. He had one of his great performances and scored a beautiful goal. And I asked him at the time, is this the way you're going to be thinking of yourself from now on, or do you just kind of settle into some other role? And he got defensive is not the right description, but he was, you know, put a little bit on edge and said, no, I mean, I'm playing with confidence. This is who I feel I've always been. I just needed the opportunity. Well, he got the opportunity. He made the most of it. He has to continue doing that. So does Heinen. So do all of these guys. If you're going to talk about contention, if you're going to talk about cup contention, I like this team for the sum of its parts better than what it has from an individual standpoint. And that's not the way that you used to think about the Pittsburgh Penguins, is it? I like what this team brings when they're all clicking, when they seize the advantage that they have with their extraordinary depth, when they come at you all night long and never let you off the hook, even when you've built a 3-0 lead on home ice as the Golden Knights had the other night. That's what this Penguins team is about. And the only way that continues to click is if all of the pieces are as well. When we come back, just one question. Welcome back. It's time for Just One Question. That's brought to you always on this program by FuboTV. The monthly cost of cable is over $200. FuboTV is $65 a month to watch all the same channels, including AT&T Sportsnet Pittsburgh. And right now, FuboTV is offering our listeners of this show a 7-day free trial and 15% off your first month. Just go to FuboTV.com/DK. FuboTV.com/DK. And today's J1Q comes from Ben, who asks, after Chris Letang's next 22 games played, the core will have the top three spots for games played in franchise history. Does everyone appreciate how crazy that is? Ben, I appreciated another stat about these three guys even more. A week ago, when Evgeny Malkin made his triumphant, as it turned out, return with those two goals in Anaheim, in that moment when the puck dropped and he participated in that game, Malkin, Letang, and Sidney Crosby had just played their 16th season together, which set the NHL record for three teammates. Did you know that? That's nuts, man. That beats your stat by a mile, and yours is incredible. It's not just the longevity, though. It's not just that they've stuck with one team, though. It's that they've competed, contended, and produced at such remarkably consistent levels, all three of them. And I'm usually reluctant to put all three in the same category because Sid and Gino are at their own levels. Okay, and I say that with all due respect to Letang. And you know what? If he was guest hosting this episode of Daily Shot of Penguins, he would do the same thing. Sid and Gino are in their own bracket. But when it comes to the discussion of the core, it's always three. It's always, I shouldn't say it's always been three, because when Marc-Andre Fleury was here, he was part of that as well. And even at times, we've thrown in guys who'd been around for a long, long period, like Chris Kunitz, Pascal Dupuis. But the core now is very clearly delineated as these three. And what they have achieved to date is quite literally unprecedented in the history of hockey. Never mind the three cups and all the other stuff that they've pulled off. Oh, and by the way, that they can still do more. And if you want to know what motivates these guys, because you've known for a long time now and you've seen it in their actions that it's not money. Yeah, I mean, they like money. Everybody likes money. Tanger likes money. Tanger once went out of his way to try to win one of these silly all-star competitions because of the 50 grand that everybody was going to get. But I digress. What motivates them is their collective legacy, in part. What they've achieved as a group, as a trio, is right up there with some of the better accomplishments the NHL's ever seen. Say this all the time. Never, ever, 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 ever take it for granted. Never take for granted what you're seeing with your own eyes, including if you have tickets to the game tonight. Penguins versus Senators. Again, 7:08 p.m. Matt Murray's not playing, by the way. He'll make the trip with Ottawa, but he's not going to be the starter. Still should be a nice moment for him at some point along the way with the tribute video, since this will be his first time back. Running out of those as well, but